This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump suggested Wednesday that trade talks with China can wait until tensions in Hong Kong have eased. Writing on Twitter, Trump said, "Of course China wants to make a deal. Let them work humanely with Hong Kong first." The president also praised Chinese President Xi Jinping, calling him a great leader and saying he could quickly resolve the unrest in Hong Kong if he wanted to. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton told VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren that China should show restraint in its handling of the protests in Hong Kong.
They remember the picture of the man standing in front of the line of tanks. They remember the statue of Lady Liberty. They remember voices of the Chinese people asking for freedom and democracy. And they remember the repression of the Chinese government in 1989. It would be a big mistake to create a new memory like that in Hong Kong.
The demonstrations are against what many Hong Kong residents see as an increasing erosion of the freedoms they were promised in 1997 when Communist Party ruled mainland China took over what had been a British colony. At least one gunman opened fire on police in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Wednesday as they were serving a warrant, wounding six officers and triggering a standoff that has extended into the night. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says that none of the officers' injuries is life-threatening.
One officer sustained a gunshot wound, a grazed wound to his head. Thankfully, that was all that was. Got an officer shot in the arms, got officers shot in various parts of their body, but fortunately, everybody's going to be okay.
Police say that two officers who had been trapped inside the barricaded house have been freed by a SWAT team. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. stocks took a drubbing Wednesday after key economic indicators